Now, here is something you haven't heard for a while. Stocks soared on Wall Street today. We will have details about that in just a few minutes. But first, a related story at the Capitol, where Republicans and Democrats from the House and the Senate ended a standoff over corporate reform legislation.
Negotiators from both houses today approved a compromise bill, which included virtually all the provisions of the version passed unanimously by the Democratic-run Senate. NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
Though he had earlier criticized the Senate's unanimously approved corporate reform bill, House Republican Michael Oxley today extolled the compromise of the conference committee he chairs, a compromise that leaves that Senate reform bill virtually intact.
The legislation that we've crafted in the conference, I think, goes a long way in solving some of the egregious problems that have arisen as a result of corporate misconduct and accounting scandals. It's not the total answer, but I think we've made excellent progress, and the White House has informed me this morning that they support the conference agreement, and we're ready to go forward.
Oxley said he still has some reservations about the Independent Accounting Oversight Board the Senate bill calls for, but it was clear that House Republicans were unwilling to get into fights over the legislation at a time when public outrage over corporate wrongdoing is at a peak. Instead, GOP negotiators emphasized that they had added to the Senate bill several provisions approved by the House. Louisiana Republican Richard Baker said legislation the House hurriedly passed last week raising criminal penalties for corporate wrongdoing was added.
If you're a corporate actor and you abuse your privileges, then the penalties now in the conference report as a result of Chairman Oxley's insistence are in most cases twice what they were in the Senate passed version. So there's a significant penalty.
Outside the Capitol, House Democrats held a rally to claim victory in the fight over the corporate reform bill. John LaFalce of New York is a member of the conference committee which was meeting later to approve the compromise bill.
I think we're at the point where this afternoon we will probably meet and we will accept surrender from the Republicans.
House Democratic leader Dick Gephardt continued the battleground rhetoric.
And I would say, General LaFalce, that it will be an unconditional surrender. And that's what it should be, because on these issues there cannot be trifling, there cannot be amending, and there can't be watering down and diluting. We've got to have a good bill.
So while bipartisan agreement had been reached on the reform bill itself, the political battle over it continued. House Majority Whip Tom DeLay today accused his Democratic colleagues of exploiting corporate scandal for partisan gain.
Minority Leader Gephardt and others have barely contained their glee at the stock market's recent tumble. As leaders, I just feel that is absolutely wrong.
DeLay denied that House Republicans had ultimately caved in to Democrats backing the Senate's corporate reform legislation, and he insisted that he was not at all worried that his party's candidates might suffer in the November elections because of the corporate scandals.
We have all the confidence in the world that not only are we going to hold on to the majority, but we're actually going to gain a few seats. So it's just the dreams of Gephardt and Daschle are not coming true. We are in great shape.
DeLay said he did not think the agreement reached today on corporate reform would restore confidence in the stock market. Fellow Republican Richard Baker also downplayed the legislation's impact.
Obviously, everyone's hoping that anything will provide security and stability. I'm not confident that it will. I think investor decisions today are being made based on a varied number of factors, and what Congress does is probably a very small one on a large list.
Nonetheless, the market soared today as lawmakers predicted the legislation would be signed into law before they leave town for the rest of the summer. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.